This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
This morning's newsmaker brought to you by Grand Central Hotel and Grill in historic Cottonwood Falls, celebrating over 20 years as a destination dining restaurant.
The Grand Central Hotel and Grill in historic Cottonwood Falls is celebrating over 20 years as a destination dining restaurant. From small meetings and family gatherings with children to fine dining featuring premium steaks, they offer something for everyone. They're a great place to get away for lunch as well. And if you need a gift idea for any time of the year, they offer gift certificates and fresh packaged steaks. Call 620-273-6763. Experience casual elegance at the Grand Central Hotel and Grill, downtown Cottonwood Falls.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 7:18, 64 degrees, and today we will be talking Beyond the Banners, and we're pleased to be joined by Casey Woods, Emporia Main Street, Sean Honey of IM Design Group, and Aaron Harder of KVOE. Casey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, long time no talk.
I guess. Sean Honey, good morning.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you today?
Not bad at all.
All right, well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Aaron, good day.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Well, Beyond the Banners, you've been hearing about this, and many people have been jumping on to beyondthebanners.com to get their pre-orders in for this keepsake commemorative publication celebrating the founding city of Veterans Day and honoring those who served. And pre-sales are going on right now. But, Casey, we have our release party scheduled very soon, don't we?
We do. It's coming up the 20th and 21st at 727 Commercial Street. So that's directly across the street from the Granada Plaza and Lofts. So if you visit Jimmy John's, just right across the street from that. We will be open from 4 to 6 on the Friday portion of the event, and then Saturday from 10 to 2. You can go to beyondthebanners.com right now and pre-order, and you can pick up your pre-orders there that day, or you can purchase your Beyond the Banners commemorative. And we're collecting items for some of the local military personnel that have been deployed overseas, so you can drop off some items from them at the same time.
All right, and again, the dates for the release party, October 20th and 21st, that is a Friday and Saturday downtown. Sean, let's talk about the publication itself. I've had a chance, as Casey and Aaron have, to get a look at the final digital product. Maybe you can explain. We just think it is jaw-dropping good. Your take on the finished product here.
Yeah, it's unbelievably fantastic. My employee, Justin Ogilby, has just done an amazing job at taking this publication. And I mean, it's a good product, but now it's a beautiful product. I can't wait to see the actual printed piece in hand. It's going to be amazing.
Really, it is. And Sean, talk about what's in there. I mean, this goes just as the title indicates and suggests. It goes beyond the banners. So all the stories behind those faces you see on the banners in downtown Emporia really, really come to life in this publication, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. It's one thing to just stand there and look at the banners downtown. It beautifies downtown. But now you actually get to read the story behind the person you see on the banner, along with other articles that are veteran-related, but local. Everything's pretty local. And, you know, even the advertisers, they've done a great job of their ads look amazing as well. It's not just the story, it's just the banners. But even the advertising has really stepped up, and it just celebrates our veterans.
Well, we want to take a moment to thank all the advertisers who joined us in sponsoring this, because the bottom line, not only is this a beautiful commemorative keepsake publication, but Aaron, we're very, very pleased to have all the proceeds from the sales of Beyond the Banners go to veterans and local veterans projects. And that's kind of the key component to this, isn't it?
Yeah, it was the key component. When we got together, when Casey brought this idea to all of us, we thought, well, should we just give the magazines away? Should we sell the magazines? Well, we need to raise some money for local veterans groups. I mean, this is all about local veterans. So we decided to sell the magazine, and all the proceeds are going to go to three fantastic groups.
Yeah, indeed it is, and that is very special. And Casey, you know, you came up with a concept of putting this into a print form, and why don't you tell us what you think? You've seen the final digital piece here before it goes to print. What are your thoughts?
I think it's amazing. I mean, Becky Smith came up with the idea to collect these biographies just based off of the information that we were being given from veterans as they came to sign up for banners, and that's something that we didn't anticipate as part of the project, but she had the foresight to say, we need to retain this information, and hopefully we'll find a way to use that. And then between Jessica Buchholz doing a ton of proofreading and Justin Ogilvie and some of our different Main Street volunteers, it's just been a labor of love. But in my wildest dreams, I couldn't have imagined it just looking this good with this much information that's compiled. We've done PDF files before that were just alphabetically listed, but it's an emotional read. And then it's inspiring to see all the different articles about the local veterans areas and initiatives and what went behind those and the founding of a Veterans Day. This is truly a pride piece for our local heroes and the local community and the founding city of Veterans Day.
And people can log on to beyondthebanners.com and get your pre-orders in. Price is $10 for one or three for 25. You'll be able to pick those up at the release party coming up October 20th and 21st. But these, Casey, will be for sale basically even after the release party itself, so people can still be able to pick these up.
Exactly. We'll have those for sale at Emporia Main Street, and we're coordinating with another location to make sure that there are weekend venues available to sell these as well. I think we've already sold hundreds of these, but we've got through the pre-sale process, but there will be those that are available, and we encourage people to take this keepsake home, to send them to family members, and to get the good news out and raise money for local veterans initiatives.
That's exactly right. 100% of the proceeds will go to local veterans projects. And Sean, maybe you could explain one of the beneficiaries of this Beyond the Banners project will be the fine work that Crosswinds does for local veterans.
Yeah, they have a program that helps veterans, along with other, like, law enforcement, firemen, people who have, this certain need. They only have a handful of their employees they're certified or not certified. They're trained in a certain therapy. And we want to get more of their staff trained in this therapy. And it costs quite a bit of money for them. And so we're excited to have them as one of the recipients of proceeds to help train more of their staff, to help veterans, to help law enforcement, yeah, to help, fire department, anybody that works in a situation like that where they suffer from certain mental illnesses due to their profession.
Yeah, and I think they called it the arts program at Crosswinds. And,
correct.
And
yes.
Post-trauma distress and things like that, that they could really help not only law enforcement agencies, but veterans, past
right.
and present. So it's a good program. And also we'll be helping out the Honor Flight program, South Lyon County. We're pleased to be able to do that as they fly local veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the war memorials. They pair them with local students, and they raise all the money. It's absolutely free for the veterans, and their next project is coming up in November, their next flights. And also, the Tablets of Honor that you see at the All Veterans Memorial down at Soden's Grove, something I know, Casey, that's very important to you as Emporia Main Street. You've raised a lot of money for the All Veterans Project down at Soden's Grove, a beautiful place, isn't it?
It is, and that's where the proceeds from Freedom Fest go on a yearly basis to help that place grow. But this has the capacity to help not only that in a larger sort of dollar amount than we've been able to raise on a yearly basis with Freedom Fest, but to help so many other veterans directly. And, KVOE, I know you guys don't brag on yourself, but this is a station that said, hey, we don't want any of the profit on this. We believe in local veterans initiatives. We want to make sure that veterans have what they need, and this is a great way to do that. And Aaron and Ron, you both have done a fantastic job. with this project. I know IM has just done an amazing job with the banners overall that are now in like 30 states and about 20 cities in Kansas. And this commemorative has been a labor-intensive project, but IM does such quality work that we definitely trusted them to produce something that was just gorgeous and meaningful, and they've definitely done that. So phenomenal job to both of your groups.
Well, thank you very much. I think it's been a great collaboration. IAM's done wonderful work, and KCU and Emporia Main Street keep doing great things. So it's been a pleasure to work with you on this, and we can't wait to be able to, you know, present some money to a very worthy veterans organization. So, Aaron, if people want to pre-order, how do they do it?
Well, right now you can go to beyondthebanners.com. You can click the little pre-order button. It's a, fill in three spaces. Click the pay button, enter your credit card, and your thing will be reserved. I urge people to go to beyondthebanners.com and reserve your copy today. Like you said, once the pre-party on October 20th and 21st hits, you can order them in-store, but we'll leave the beyondthebanners.com orders available throughout the year and probably past that. But as soon as we sell out, we are going to be done. So I would go and reserve your copy today.
Good point there, Aaron. Yeah, a limited number of copies will be available that have been ordered. So log on to Beyond the Banners or show up at the release party coming up October 20th and 21st, and buy yours again, $10 for one copy or $25 for three. Sean, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
All right. Casey, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, Ron.
All right. And Aaron, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, no problem. I just want to thank Tracy and Justin at IM. I know we mentioned them earlier, but they both did a fantastic job, and also Jessica Buchholz at Main Street.
Glad you did that. Good job. Thanks, Aaron. And thanks to Erwin, Casey Woods, Emporia Main Street, Sean Honey of IM Design Group, and Aaron Harder of KVOE. A lot of folks involved in putting this very special commemorative publication together. Again, the release party coming up at 727 Commercial Street on the 20th, which is a Friday from 4 until 6, and Saturday, October 21st from 10 until 2. Thanks to all our guests for joining us this morning on our Newsmaker, brought to you by the Grand Central Hotel and Grill in historic Cottonwood Falls, your destination restaurant, open for lunch and dinner. Call 620-273-6763 for reservations. The Grand Central Hotel and Grill. Good morning. It is 729. Stay tuned. Weather next.
When you're shopping for special occasions, eliminate the